The University of Minnesota Duluth has one of the best women's volleyball programs in the country. The Bulldogs went to the D2 regional finals last year, the quarterfinals a year before, and they have made the NCAAs 14 of the last 15 years. This season, UMD is 14-3. They're ranked fifth in the country. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more or give anytime online, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Redshirt junior setter Emily Torvee had a couple of spectacular seasons, winning Freshman of the Year in 2016. She was All-Conference last season. And the Loretto, Minnesota native is on the show with me today. So, Emily, welcome to Sports and Commentary. Fill us in on your team season so far, will you?
Yeah, we have a lot of returners this season, and we've had a good start. We had a little bit of a rough patch there in the middle. We had some struggles. Our gym was getting redone, and we were practicing a bunch of different places, and I think that affected part of our consistency. But as we've had this home stretch, we've had a lot of home games recently, and this will be our first weekend on the road in 3 weeks. And just being at home was a big part of our success, and we've been able to get back into a rhythm and into a consistent practice schedule, and I think that's really benefited our team this year. Mm-hmm.
Y'all have won six straight. Your last loss, September 11th against St. Cloud, and your younger sister Maddie plays for the Huskies. Did she rub that victory in a little bit to you?
To be honest, we don't really talk about who wins or who loses in those contests, but we do talk about other teams that we've played, and usually it works out that we play the team that they're going to play on Saturday. We play them the night before on Friday and vice versa, so we'll talk on the phone about what works, what doesn't, and just joke around more about that. But when it comes to actually who won the game against when we're actually competing each other, we don't really talk about that. So,
all right. So, which Torvee's sister had the better of it that night?
She came out on the better end, yep, on that game. But we get to play them actually next week again, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, a little sibling payback here. So your team is having another fine season at 14-3. Do you have any inkling that this really could be a special season for UMD volleyball?
Yeah, I really do. We had a successful year last year. We ended up in the regional finals, and we only lost one starter coming out of that year. And so I really think all of the returners, and we were all a part of that team and that success last year, really bring something special to the court this year. And just the connection that we have together, as well as just the level of play that we have competed at in the past, really helps, and it really will be something special this year.
Mm-hmm. This program's been a perennial contender in D2. Can you kind of fill us in on the background of the program up there?
Yeah, it's always been a winning tradition, and that's one of the reasons I chose the program, was just knowing that it was historically a successful program. Our head coach, Jim Booz, has been here for, I think it's his 17th season now, and ever since his first season, been nationally ranked in the polls in the top 25 in the nation. And so that was really appealing to me to choose UMD. And just the system that we use has been successful, and I trust our coaches. And it's been really exciting to be a part of for the past 4 years, and I'm looking forward to the next season as well.
Well, this is going to be a big week for your team. You play the top team in the coaches' poll. That's Concordia of St. Paul, then Southwest Minnesota State on Friday. They're the number 12 team nationally. What about this challenging schedule here?
Yeah, this is definitely our most challenging week of the season coming up. We have Concordia on Wednesday, with followed by Southwest on Friday. And I think we're all excited to play Concordia. It's one of the biggest rivalries, if not the biggest, that we have in the NSIC and just within our program. And I think we're just really excited, especially to have them up here at home. That's a big advantage to us, not having to travel and just having our home fan base. And we're just excited. It's they play a very similar style of volleyball to us, and that just makes it very competitive. And it's the same Concordia style that I've seen for the past 4 years. And so that consistency just makes it that much more competitive.
Well, you've been all conference 2 years in a row, freshman of the year, like I said, that first year. What do you think the key is to being a good setter in women's volleyball?
I think a high volleyball IQ is very important. That's one thing that Jim stresses a lot, especially in practice and just in our program overall, to be smart about what plays you're running, what people you are setting, and reacting to the other side of the court and how you're reading it. And so I think that's one of the most important things. You also have to be one to control your side of the court. If the setter is struggling, the whole team will start to struggle. And so just playing at a consistent level is something that I view as very important, and consistent in your emotions and everything that goes along with that, so you can kind of steady out the team when there's ups and downs.
Okay, Emily Torvey, the 5'8 redshirt junior with the UMD women's volleyball team up at Duluth, ranked number 5 in the country right now. Emily, let's plan on getting together next time, and we'll visit about your Christian faith. You went to a Christian high school, but you've claimed ownership of this relationship with Jesus up on the campus at UMD. We'll talk about that next time, all right?
Perfect.